Hi, this is Nicholas Newport, and welcome to Lucidology 101, how to trick your body into falling asleep to quickly start having lots of lucid dreams and OBEs without using any visualizations.
Now we're ready for the end game. This is the final stage where you finally convert sleep paralysis into an OBE. Here in part 12, we'll find out the five easiest and simplest movement-free exit techniques that you can use to separate from your physical body and enter into the non-physical version of your bedroom.
Recall our two-step strategy for visualization-free OBEs. The first step was to use sleep commands to trick your body into falling asleep. That stage put you in waking sleep paralysis so that your brain enters a theta brainwave and automatically sends you into a subconscious focus without you needing to use visualizations. The second step is to convert sleep paralysis into an OBE using an exit technique. In completing the exit, there are three basic problems that you need to solve. First, that you can't tell your physical body from your non-physical body because they're overlaid. Second, that you can't separate them because they're stuck together. And third, if you move and you're not ready to exit, you'll tense up and ruin your trance. The last problem is a major obstacle. There's nothing worse than getting into a decent trance and then ruining it because you moved physically instead of separating from your physical body. So we need movement-free exit techniques, so that you can make a bid for an exit, and if you're wrong and you're not quite deep enough, it's no big deal. So here are the five most powerful movement-free exit methods that I've tested many times and have found to be highly effective. These are, number one, the open mouth exit. Number two, the gravity press exit. Number three, the safety cap exit. Number four, focused awareness with magnetic spheres. And number five, salvaging partial exits using limb creation. The first method is the open mouth exit, and it was discovered by a forum poster named Zuna. In sleep paralysis, 99% of the time, even if everything below your neck is paralyzed, you can still move your eyes and mouth. To do this method, simply open your mouth and take a few slow, deep breaths. Be sure not to breathe too hard, or you'll break the paralysis. By doing this, you'll feel yourself start to separate, starting at your head. This method is a very reliable way to get the exit process kick-started. It's actually more of an exit initiator than a full exit method because a lot of times it will get you halfway out and then you need to switch to another exit method to complete the separation. However, a lot of times, once you start the separation using open mouth breathing, you'll be able to separate completely and get up into your non-physical bedroom without using any other tricks. The reason this method works is that you've split your focus between physical awareness and non-physical awareness. In sleep paralysis, your body below the neck is still physically focused, but your eyes and face have entered non-physical focus. By creating movement in your eyes and face, you draw the rest of your focus into non-physical awareness. The second movement-free exit method is called the gravity press exit. To do this, focus on the feeling of gravity on your body. In an OBE, this will actually cause you to sink through solid objects, and you can use this fact to test if you're non-physical without moving. Make sure not to pull yourself down too far, because creating too much of a feeling of heaviness can make the resulting OBE dark and lower energy. If you lay on your back while looking at the ceiling, you can do a transparent bed reality check. To do that, look at the ceiling and gravity press yourself into the floor. As long as you keep your sight focused on the ceiling, you'll see through your bed. This can help you be more sure that you really did do a gravity press and that you really are non-physical. You can build on the gravity press exit to make it more powerful. This brings us to the third movement-free exit method called safety cap. With a safety cap bottle, to open the lid, you have to press down and then twist. The problem with the gravity press method is that even if you sink into the bed a few inches, you may not be completely sure that you've really separated. What you need is a better selector to be sure that there's absolutely no question in your mind that you're non-physical. To fix this, create a feeling of a force that rotates you around your belly button so that your head swings around 180 degrees and ends up where your feet are. At that point, there is no doubt that you're in an OBE, and you can get up without fear of actually moving your physical muscles and botching the trance. In other words, you just press down and twist and you have an OBE. Most books on OBEs tell you to roll over on your side to complete the exit. This is a really bad idea because it's an all or nothing gamble. Either you succeed and you roll over into an OBE, or you move physically and you have to start all over again. On the other hand, because the safety cap exit is also a type of reality check, you can first test to see if you're actually non-physical. If either the press or the twist stages don't work, then you know to relax a little deeper and your trance is still intact. Your success rate will be many times higher when you use safety cap than if you simply try rolling over. Our fourth movement-free exit method is called magnetic spheres. I know that this is supposed to be visualization-free OBE methods, but this one is really easy and it will really help with your exits. So I'm going to sneak this one in. By practicing to focus your awareness while awake, you can better direct your non-physical body when you're in an OBE. Imagine a magnetic sphere hovering above your hands. Move the sphere around and feel it pull on your non-physical body in different directions. You'll start to get a feeling of a fuzzy ball of awareness around your hands. Double the strength of the sphere to get a stronger feeling. After a few moments, double it again. Then after a bit, double it once more. Keep doubling it every minute or so until you have a very strong feeling of attraction around your hands. Remember this feeling for when you use gravity press and safety cap. When you want to press out or rotate around, create the feeling of the force that you want and complete the exit. Remember with gravity press, one of the disadvantages was that if you press down too far, it can make the resulting OBE darker and lower energy. One way around that is to use focused awareness to imagine gravity is pulling you up. This is slightly more difficult to do, but it helps make the OBE brighter. To do this, first put your awareness on the feeling of gravity like normal. Then rotate that feeling around so it feels like it's pulling you up and you've created inverse gravity. Another variation is to simply use an imaginary magnetic sphere to overpower gravity and pull you up. Both of these methods work very well. I'm actually pretty lazy and I usually just do gravity press and twist. But you should definitely experiment with creating strange forces and odd angles because they're really useful for manipulating the world once you've transitioned into an OBE. Focused awareness is used in many other disciplines, including Qigong, Tai Chi, Reiki, and others. It's also the basis for Robert Bruce's system called NU, or New Energy Ways, which is also used for OBEs. Check out his book Astral Dynamics for more on NU. A lot of times you'll make it halfway out of your body, but parts will still be stuck. For instance, you might find that you can free your arms, but your legs are still glued in place, and even if you use your non-physical hands to pull your legs out, they just won't budge. This brings us to the fifth movement-free exit technique called limb creation. Once you have about half of your body out, instead of trying to get the rest of your limbs out, just imagine a completely new set of legs or arms or whatever is stuck. This is actually much easier than it sounds. You just imagine what it would feel like if your legs were already beneath you and if you were already standing on them. Imagine the feeling of pressure on your feet, how your socks feel, and what your toes feel like when you wiggle them against each other. You'll quickly lose awareness of the limbs in your physical body and refocus into the copies of your legs that you've created. This process actually only takes a couple of seconds and is a billion times easier than trying to yank your limbs out of your physical body. The exit is the last stage of an OBE induction, but you probably still have some questions. In the next section, we'll go over the troubleshooting guide. This is the three-step system how you can quickly blow up your OBE roadblocks. But before you do that, come pick up your free Lucidology 101 Lucid Dream and OBE Induction Explorers Kit at lucidology.com, which has everything you need to have your very first OBEs and lucid dreams tonight. These are just some of the books that I read in the search for fast OBE inductions. Unfortunately, I didn't find much in them that worked, so I developed my own techniques. In your Explorers Kit, I've given you all my best secrets, which took me years to figure out. That way you can benefit from all my trial and error and get right to the point and have your very first OBEs and lucid dreams tonight. One of the many things you'll get in it is my report titled, How Many of the 7 Biggest OBE and Lucid Dream Mistakes Are You Making? I see people make these same mistakes over and over because virtually all the books on OBEs actually tell people to make these mistakes. A lot of times it only takes a tiny tweak to clear out those stumbling blocks and get people over the hump to start having speedy progress. So in your kit, you'll find out exactly which of these 7 giant mistakes are holding you back and see exactly what you need to do to quickly fix those mistakes. You'll also get my report titled, The Complete 8-Step Diagram to Trick Your Body into Falling Asleep to Have Your First OBEs and Lucid Dreams. A lot of the people that I've showed these tricks to have written in to tell me that these steps were what enabled them to have their very first OBEs even after everything else they had tried failed. In fact, a lot of them had their very first OBEs the very first night they used these 8 tricks. Plus, you'll find out how you can get access to the private Lucidology members forum where you can ask questions and get expert advice from people who have successfully used these tricks. And you'll find out how you can get Lucidology 102, which shows you my most powerful OBE exit visualizations that you can use to have 5 10, or even 20 OBEs in a single session. With the Lucidology 102 tricks, you can start averaging an OBE or more per day and have your first 100 OBEs in 100 days. Make sure you click the link at the top of this video to subscribe to this YouTube channel so you can get even more free OBE videos that are on the way. There's a whole bunch of great free stuff that I had to send you, so head over to lucidology.com and download your free OBE Induction Explorers Kit. I'll see you there.